Canto 12, Chapter 1. The degraded dynasties and corrupt nature of the rulers of Kali Yuga. Sri Parikshit said, "Please, O sage, can you tell me whose dynasty ruled over the earth after Krishna, the jewel of the Yadu dynasty, had left for his heavenly abode?" Sri Shuka said, "The last descendant of Brihadratha in the future was named Puranjaya. His minister Shunaka will assassinate his master to make his own son named Pradyota king. His son Palaka will have Vishakhayupa as his son, and Rajaka will be his successor. His son will be Nandivardhana. These five Pradyotana kings will enjoy the earth for 138 years. Then Shishunaga will take birth, and Kakavarna will be his son, from whose son Kshemadharma, Kshetragnya, will be born. The son Vidisara of Kshetragnya will have Ajatashatru as his son, and Darbhaka, his son, will have Ajaya as his successor. From Ajaya, there will be another Nandivardhana, whose son is Mahanandi. These 10 Shishunaga kings, O best of the Kurus, will rule over the earth in the age of Kali for 360 years. O king, the son of Mahanandi, a certain Nanda, will take birth from the womb of a working-class woman and will, as a powerful master over millions, be the destroyer of the royal class. The kings will become irreligious and be no better than Shudras. He, Mahapatmananda, that ruler over millions, will be like a second Parashurama, and, as an unchallenged authority, bring the entire earth under one rule. From him, 8 sons headed by Sumalia will take birth and enjoy this earth as kings for 100 years. A certain Brahmin called Chanakya, trusted by the 9 Nandas, Mahapatmananda and his sons, will overturn them. With them removed, the Mauryas will rule the earth in Kali Yuga. The Brahmin will put Chandragupta on the throne, and his son Varisara will next be succeeded by Ashokavardhana. Suyasha, Dasharatha Maurya, will be born to him. Sangata, Samprati, his son, will father Shalishuka, of whom next Soma Sharma, Devavarman, will be born, who will father Shatadanva, from whose loins Brihadratha will take his birth. These 10 Maurya kings, O eminent hero of the Kuru dynasty, will rule the earth in Kali Yuga for the time of 137 years. From Agnimitra, the son of the first Shunga king named Pushpamitra, a general who will murder Brihadratha, there will be Sujeshta, Vasujeshta, who will father Vasumitra, whose son will be Badraka, Andraka, who will be succeeded by Pulinda, Pulindaka. His son will be Gosha, to whom Vajramitra will be born. His son Bhagavata, Bhagabhadra, will beget Devabhuti, O eminent Kuru. These 10 Shunga kings will enjoy the earth for more than 109 years. Thereafter, this earth will be ruled by the Kanva dynasty, poor in qualities, O ruler of man. Vasudeva, a most intelligent minister from the Kanva family, with the help of a female slave, will kill the lusty Shunga king, Devabhuti, and thereupon himself assume leadership. His son Bhumitra will have a successor called Narayana with a son named Shusharma. These Kanva kings will rule the earth for 345 more years in Kali Yuga. A low-class, most degraded man of the Andhra race called Bali will as a servant kill Sushrama, the last Kanva king, and rule the earth for some time. His brother named Krishna will be the next ruler of the earth. His son Shantakarna will have Purnamasa as his successor. His son Lambodara will beget King Chibilaka. Chibilaka will father Megasvati, who in his turn will beget Atamana, who will be succeeded by Anishtakarma. Alaya, his son, will have Talaka as his son, whose son Purishabiru will have Sunandana as the next king. Chakora, his son, will be succeeded by the 8 Bahus, among whom Shivasvati will be a great subduer of enemies. To Gumati, his son, Puriman will be born, whose son will be called Medashira. Shivaskanda, born from his loins, will have Yajnashri as his son, and his descendant will be Vijaya, who will father the sons Chandravijna and Lomadi. These 30 kings will rule the world for 456 years, O son of the Kurus. From the city of Avabriti, then 7 Abhira kings will follow, 10 Gardabis, and 16 Kanka kings, earthly rulers, who will be very greedy. Next, there will be 8 Yavanas, 14 Turushkas, and furthermore 10 Gurundas and 11 kings of the Maula dynasty. The 11 Maulas will rule for 300 years after these preceding 3 dynasties have ruled the earth for 1,099 years, my dear. When they are all dead and gone, in the city of Kilakila, the kings Bhutananda, Vangiri, Shishunandi, his brother Yashunandi, and then Praviraka will rule for 106 years. To them, the Kilakilas, 13 sons will be born called the Balikas. Thereafter the kings Pushpamitra, his son Durmitra, as also 7 Andras, 7 Kaushalas, and the rulers of Vidura and Nishada will reign at the same time over different realms. In the province of Magadha, a king named Vishvashpurji will assume power, who, like another Puranjaya, will turn the people of all classes into inferior Pulindas, Yadus and Madrakas, low-class, uncivilized men. This unintelligent king, who protected in the city of Padmavati, will rule over the earth from the source of the Ganges to Prayag, will, in respect of the citizens, predominantly act against the Brahminical order and ruin the mighty class of the Kshatriyas. The twice-born souls, living in the provinces Saurashtra, Avanti, Abhira, Shura, Arbuda, and Malava, will at that time fail to fulfill their vows, while they who rank first among the people, the kings, will become no better than Shudras. The lands at the river Sindhu, as also the districts of Chandrabhaga, Kaunti, and Kashmira, will be ruled by uncivilized men, Mlechas, Shudras and others who, lacking spiritual strength, deviate from the standard. O king, these generally uncivilized earthly caretakers, politicians, who simultaneously ruling, are dedicated to irreligious and unrealistic practices, will, with fierce tempers, competing for the dominion, allow their subjects hardly any freedom economically. They will ruin the lives of women, children, cows and intellectuals, and hanker for money and the wives of other men. Lacking in strength, they mostly have short, unstable careers of success and failure, and live short lives. Not initiated and devoid of regulative principles, these barbarians, behaving like kings, under the sway of passion and ignorance, will virtually devour the citizens. The people in the cities, following the example of the character, behavior and speech of these men, will, harassed by these rulers and by each other, thus be destroyed in wars, economic collapse and natural disasters.